the shepherds go to the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Shepherds watch, listening to lambs bleat, tired backs, worn out and cold feet, all life long, living like outcasts, all life long, longing for life. A dazzling light, the voice of an angel, gripped with fear, terrified they fell, one like a man, yet awesome and holy, a face so fierce, and yet strangely kind. "Do not be afraid, I've good news of great joy. Your Savior is come, He's Christ the Lord. As a sign to you, the one born today will be wrapped in rags, asleep on the hay." And all at once, the air filled with angels, glory shone, of holiness they smelled. Glory be to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all those He loves. "Do not be afraid, I've good news of great joy. Your Savior is come, He's Christ the Lord. As a sign to you, the one born today will be wrapped in rags, asleep on the hay. As a sign to you, the one born today will be wrapped in rags, asleep on the hay."
The Magi are led by the star to Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen where it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night, showing the way to Bethlehem. Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night, showing the way to Bethlehem. Showing the way to Bethlehem. Showing the way to Bethlehem.
Showing the way to a stable bed.
Showing the way to Bethlehem.
Mary gave birth to a baby there.
Showing the way to Bethlehem. Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night. Look at that star shining in the night, showing the way to Bethlehem.
Mary had a little baby boy,
showing the way to Bethlehem.
Filled the world with hope and joy,
showing the way to Bethlehem.
Heavenly angels dressed in white,
showing the way to Bethlehem.
Sang for joy that holy night,
showing the way to Bethlehem. Look at that star shine in the night. Look at that star shine in the night. Look at that star shine in the night, showing the way to Bethlehem. Look at that star shine in the night, showing the way to Bethlehem.
Look at that star in the eastern sky.
Look at that star.
Thank you. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. There was a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Well, you're all doing very well. Boys and girls, you're particularly doing really well. So it must be really good, which I think it is. But we're going to watch something on the screen. We're going to watch a video. We're going to watch actually an advert from the TV. It's a John Lewis ad. And you may be familiar with it or you may not be. But have a look. And then we'll think about it just for a few minutes before we finish. Thanks, Bobby.
Hola,
the night comes down.
Far too much. Anyway, it's a great advert, isn't it? I think their adverts are always great, John Lewis. It always kind of says that Christmas has come, Christmas has arrived, or Christmas is coming. And I want us to think about that ad for a little moment and think about how it relates to our Christmas for us today. We're going to have some pictures up just in a moment of that. And I want to think about the expectation of Christmas, the anticipation. And for this little girl, her name is Bridget in the ad. And she was looking for, look, she desperately wanted a trampoline. She'd bounce on anything. And then she had to wait because Christmas is always a long time in coming. And the next slide shows just her waiting. And Buster the Boxer as well, kind of waiting. Because Christmas sometimes takes forever to come. The anticipation is great, the expectation, but it seems to never arrive. And you have to wait and wait and wait. And then finally, when she went to bed on Christmas Eve, she was able to dream of what was to come. The first Christmas story, the greatest story ever told, was a bit like that. There was the expectation of the people, the anticipation that someone would come, a rescuer would come. And people waited for a long time, for more than 1,000 years, really. But really for a long time before that, right back to Adam and Eve, they had waited. Because God promised to send a rescuer who would come and undo all the mess in our world, give us a new way, give us a door to heaven, build a bridge to God. And the people waited and waited. The expectation was very high, but they seemed to wait very long. And the reason for that was preparation. Because Bridget had to wait a long time, but her poor dad had a lot of preparation to do. I don't know if you've ever put together a trampoline. Trampolines are really hard to put together. I've put together a couple. When you're putting those springs on, you could lose a finger very easily when you're stretching that mat, especially if you don't use the right tools like I didn't initially. So it's very hard, and putting those bits together, if you're trying to do it on your own, it takes such a time. You eventually build it, and you add the legs, and you add the sides, and you put the thing across the middle. It all takes time. And so it was with that first Christmas. There was preparation to be done. God had a lot of things to do. He had to show people what this was going to look like. And through many years, he unpacked the vision of what it would look like. He prepared the people. He spoke through the prophets. Time and time and time again, and bit by bit, they began to understand, and they were prepared for what was to come. In fact, in the book of Psalms, the psalmist writes about it, we were like people who dreamed. And then the time came when they needed to dream no more. And just like Bridget, when she woke up on that, was there one before that, Bobby? You're all far too quick. Bobby, would you do what I tell you to do? Did I tell you to do that? When she woke up on that Christmas morning, it all looked so bright, and she ran out, Bobby, she ran out from the house, because the expectation had been realized. But little did she know that during the night, Bobby, when it was still dark, someone or someones enjoyed that trampoline long before she did. And the foxes came, then a badger came, then a hedgehog came, then a squirrel came, and they began to bounce and bounce. Wasn't it brilliant? They had such fun on this trampoline. It wasn't really meant for them. At least Bridget thought it wasn't meant for them. She thought it was for her. But no, it was meant for all who would come and bounce on that trampoline. And when Jesus arrived on that first Christmas, some people thought Jesus had come just for them. The Jews, the Israelites, thought it was for them, and it was for them, but not for them alone. It was for everyone who would come to the manger, who would come and look in the face of the Savior. It was for everyone who would come, rich and poor, the outcast, the posh, the old, the young, of every age, of every nation, of every tribe and tongue. It was for everyone. Jesus was the gift for everyone. The kind of tagline John Lewis uses, gifts that everyone will love. But I want to change it a little bit, because this is a gift. Jesus was a gift who loved everyone. That is why he came. John 3:16, that many of you will know, says, God loved the world so much. He loved the world so much that he sent Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but that through him find eternal life. This was the gift, Jesus, who loved everyone, and that is why he came. And this is the gift that says, come to me and love me, because that is what he wants. He wants us to come and enjoy him. In our shorter catechism, it says, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Another translation is, man's chief end, people like us, our whole purpose is to glorify God by enjoying him forever. Because in him we find all we need, the one who loves us, the one who's given all things for us. And it's my prayer for all of us that as we approach Christmas with anticipation, to remember the preparation that God did, to remember the great gift that he has given, to remember and to come to that manger and to look on his face and to take him as your own this Christmas. I tell that to myself. I tell it to you. In the new year, we're running a course called the Alpha Course that many of you will be familiar with. And if you'd like to learn more about this gift, about this Savior, about this Jesus, if you want to know about what church is about, what life is about, maybe that's a great way to explore it. You'll be given one of those invitations as you came in. There'll be some in the pews there. Maybe for you, or maybe for someone that you know. 10 Thursday evenings beginning at the end of January. Another way to explore God's great gift to us and what that means for us. Really pray that you will have a wonderful Christmas, that you'll not be disappointed, that you get the gift that you want, but the greatest gift, the most important gift, is the child who came that first Christmas and the King who reigns today. May the Lord bless you and all those that you love. And we're going to conclude this service by singing another hymn, and it is, O Come, All You Faithful, Joyful, Triumphant. Let's stand and worship God. really don't want it to end, but it has to end sometime. But the story does not end, it continues, the story that you all take with you. The story of the Christ child who loved you and came to you and for you. There'll be tea and coffee and mince pies and all that kind of stuff in the hall afterwards. Please don't leave without putting some in your pocket or your handbag. Please stay for a cup of tea. They'll be really good. Don't forget our retiring offering. There'll be plates somewhere in the hall or in here that'll go to local charities. And I just want to thank everybody who took part. I could just go through all the names. The choir are amazing. We had such fun practicing. They're not that good, but no, they are. They're absolutely brilliant. We had such fun, but it's an act of worship. And I want to just thank the musicians as well. I don't really want to thank everybody, but for Martin playing the drums, for Michael playing the trumpet, for Ivan playing the organ, for Mark. What did he do?
Martin.
Oh, Martin. What did I say? Did I say Martin? Martin played the drums and the bass guitar. And it all came to make it a beautiful evening, and everyone on the sound, and I'm sorry I'm going through a whole lot, Bobby and so on, but so many people to make this a lovely, lovely evening. But most of all, thank you for coming, because without you it wouldn't have been nearly as much fun as I said. I think I've said enough. We're going to pray, and then we'll have a little cup of tea. So let's pray. Father, we have praised you, and we have listened to your word. And we pray, Lord, that your word will not simply go in one ear and out the other, but that it will remain deep within, that it will get stuck there and remain there and grow deep in there, and that we will know this Christ who loves us and who has given himself for us, that the songs that we sing will be triumphant songs full of joy, because that's what this season is all about, the God who came to us to open a door to his presence. And so may this God bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May the Christ child be real in your hearts today and forevermore. And all these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So please stay for a cup of tea. Thank you for coming. Come to any of our services if you wish. Thank you.